this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast, and I'm in my car once again. I just finished up a short run with Laura, and we did a little recording, so I thought I would make a podcast out of it. So this is going to be Lost Trail Runner number 87. Hope you enjoy it. Well, look who I found at the park.
Yeah. Found is a good word because I have been lost for about three months.
When was the last time you actually were running, like on a program?
Oh, gosh.
December?
Was it even December?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, because we were running.
Because we haven't recorded in a long, long time.
Well... I probably haven't been running since December.
Yeah.
Because my...
Foot fell off?
Foot issues that started in January that are the mystery disease.
Toe rot.
Yeah. That's what I've been calling it.
But now it's getting better, right?
Oh, yeah. It looks 100% better.
After many doctor visits.
Yes. And I'm going to two more, and that's it. I'm not going anymore. At that point, it can fall off.
Oh. And you'll still run?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that might be easier and cheaper. It's to just cut the toe off.
Yeah.
But it's like in the joint part of where your joint... of your pinky toe is got infected, and they call it Raynaud's.
I thought it was Raynaud's or something.
Raynaud's.
Poor circulation.
R-A-Y-N-A-U-D-S, I think.
Raynaud's. I don't know.
It's a French person's name.
It's a French disease.
And there's, you have Raynaud's disease, Raynaud's syndrome, and Raynaud's something else.
And you don't know which you got.
I think I have syndrome.
Syndrome?
Yeah. But no one can tell me that for 100% sure. The vascular...
Of course not.
...doctor is 90% sure that's what it is. So... I guess when your toes turn purple and a sore won't heal.
When was your first run?
Starting to run back?
Yeah.
Maybe a week ago on the treadmill.
A week ago?
And I ran maybe 2 miles. And then I ran 2.5 in the neighborhood after that.
I didn't see anything on Runkeeper.
Well, on the treadmill I didn't, but on my neighborhood I did.
That was a long time ago.
Last week?
Well, a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to do the elliptical just to keep...
Yeah.
But now that the actual infection is not there, which the Raynaud's did not cause the infection, but...
Yeah.
I think I had a blister that got infected.
Oh.
And wouldn't heal because... With supposedly Raynaud's, your blood vessels constrict and the blood does not flow to them, so and therefore it wasn't healing.
Yeah.
So, that's my... And boy, you can get out of shape fast. So, I'm just trying to get back.
Well, that program that I sent you that goes into Training Peaks, was that a Hal Higdon program?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
5K is what I'm doing.
So you started that?
Yeah. Well, I really started the half marathon beginner run.
Oh, Galloway
out of his book.
Yeah.
So I'm starting from like scratch, a beginner.
Oh.
And it's this weird thing when you stop exercising, weight comes on.
Weight comes on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
What a concept.
Of course, you do have to cut down on food intake.
Yeah.
That makes a difference, you know.
So, I am starting from scratch in both ways.
So. Well, we got you registered for Peachtree.
Yeah.
You should be in time group E with me.
Well, did you say we were going to pick our numbers up or mail them?
Pick them up.
Okay.
They want extra money to mail them.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't know.
That's the only race I've even got planned for this year so far.
Oh no, I'm running a 5K Saturday.
You are?
The Fallen Soldiers at Lake Lanier Island.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be my starting race time for the year.
What's your prediction?
I don't even want to predict.
Predict
if I finish,
finish,
I'll
it?
Be happy. No, I'll finish. My guess is going to be...
Just use your Galloway timer and...
30.
Or is it not working?
No, it's working. I got a new one.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing 33 something.
I mean, that's not too bad for being out of shape.
Well, I'm guessing that, and then I may be surprised.
Oh.
But...
Depends on how hilly it is.
Yeah, which it is kind of a hilly course. Starting for the year.
Well, I was doing okay at the start of the year. I was doing my run a half hour, run an hour
right.
Program, and my long run would be an hour and a half, and then I got this stupid cold or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's going around.
Totally knocked the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I've never had a cold like that. Thing lasted like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then I got this terrible cough. Well, the first 2 weeks, I just put up with it and was trying to deal with it.
Right.
Started getting better. And then it got worse.
Yeah.
So then I went to the doctor and he gave me some antibiotics. And it knocked the cold part out, but then I was still coughing all the time. And yeah. That was driving me crazy.
Yeah.
So I didn't run. Pretty much that whole time. So February was shot.
Right.
And then I got these Hokas, and when they came, I decided, well, I need to test them out. I feel crappy, but I want to see how they feel. And they felt pretty good, so. That kind of started up my getting back into running again. And I think running helped cure my cough.
Yeah.
And it still isn't all the way gone. I still got a little cough every once in a while.
Right.
It just pops up. But hopefully I'll keep going here.
Yeah, me too. Which the weather's supposed to, now that the times change, the weather's starting to get a little nicer. We should be able to get out here because people that live in Alaska, no wonder. I would never
we
make
complain
it there.
About this weather.
Yeah.
People up north probably laugh at us because.
I know. But I just cannot. I'm still a Floridian at heart because I do not like wind or cold, and that seems, or rain, which we've been getting plenty of all of them. So, with the 70s coming this weekend,
yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah,
Well, you can easily. I know I was not true depression, but you know, you can get depressed.
I know.
When you're injured and it's winter and it's cold and it's raining and it makes you not want to do anything.
I can relate to that.
So.
Because when I had my cold, that was when it was raining all the time and dark. And added on.
Yeah, and you just want to sit on the couch.
And I had my treadmill and I had my bike trainer. And I didn't do either one
of them. I know.
So I just couldn't get into it.
Yep.
So.
That's how I have been. But my husband joined the gym.
Oh. Is he going to go?
He's been going in the morning.
Has?
Yeah, I can't go in the morning, but he goes in the morning.
You get to go sit in traffic.
He's going on 2 weeks.
That's
so
good.
And it was funny because last night he was sitting there and we have some Swiss cake, Little Debbie Swiss cake. And he said, I really want one of those Swiss cake rolls, but you got to stay on the elliptical for too long to burn that off. Because he went to look at and it's like 450 something calories for the Swiss cake pack. And he said, they should put one of those next to every single treadmill and every single elliptical and say, in order to burn this off, you have to do the elliptical for 40 or an hour and a half or whatever. And so he chose not to eat that. I think he knows, or he's learning, how much it takes to what you eat. But
Rhonda was totally discouraged because she had a flare-up of that vasculitis.
Yeah.
In her eye.
Oh, yeah.
And they put her on prednisone and jacked it up to 50 milligrams or something. And she gained 20 pounds in 3 weeks. Because that's just a steroid.
That's
and that makes you want to eat forever. See, they're making this
go underneath there?
Yeah, it's going to go over to Harmony Grove.
Oh, that's cool.
Plus up there to Lions Club Park. That'll make it out and back of about 6 miles. I took her to the doctor.
That would hurt me.
Yesterday morning at 6:30, and he checked her eyes out and said that she could reduce it.
Right.
So she's happy.
Okay.
And she's going back on her Thrive thing.
Right.
But the past 2 or 3 weeks since she's had that, we've been stopping by the day-old bread store getting tasty cakes.
Yeah, see?
And all that kind of stuff.
And look how fast it comes on, and look how long it's taking her to lose it.
Yeah.
That's what's so bad. That's me, too, these 3 months.
But those tasty cakes, like peppermint patty tasty cakes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
We bought them, and the woman said, oh, good. I'll have somebody else to go to tasty cake rehab with.
Yeah. I need to go to weight loss rehab because I put on about 15 pounds.
15?
Not that fast, but oh yeah. And it ain't a pretty sight.
I didn't actually put on any weight.
Well,
on my 3 weeks.
Whatever.
Sick.
Well, mine wasn't in 3 weeks. Mine was
I think.
Mine was in about 4 months.
Yeah.
But still.
But mine was, I think I lost about 3 or 4 pounds because I didn't feel like eating either. Besides,
well, see, I wasn't sick. I was just sick. Hurt, so it didn't affect my eating. But me and my mom are going to the Keys.
You are? Where to?
Isla Mirada.
Oh. That's like the first island.
Well, one of the first islands. We're going to go to the
south of Miami, isn't it?
Key West. One of the days. So, in May, the 10th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So,
go down there and chase chickens.
Yeah.
They have them all over the place.
So, I need to lose that 15 pounds in about a month and a half.
Yeah.
So, 2 months.
Where are you staying down here?
La Siesta Resort.
Oh.
I don't know. It's a little hotel place. So, because I'm going to Enterprise Risk Management School.
Where's that?
Orlando.
Oh.
For a week.
Uh-huh.
And it's over Thursday.
Oh, then you're going to go down there for the weekend?
So then I'll already be there. So.
That's a long drive down there, let me tell you.
We're leaving Friday morning early. And we'll get there Friday. And then we'll come back.
From Orlando to Key West. It's about an 8-hour drive.
Well,
it's like driving to Atlanta.
Yeah. So, we're going to leave. We're not going straight to Key West the first day.
Oh, I know, but.
So, I've never been down there.
You haven't?
My whole life that I've lived in Florida.
I took my Hobie cat to Key West.
So, that'll be fun. It's just me and my mom. And to relax after I cram. Because that whole week I have to
run.
Take an exam. I will. By then I'm better be in a little bit better shape.
Yeah.
So.
Well, have you used that Training Peaks at all?
I just downloaded it.
Oh.
So no.
I really like it.
Yeah.
But I've got the paid versions where you can go in and you can plan ahead.
Right.
And all that.
Right.
With that program you got.
Right.
It loads it in it automatically. So
yeah, it did.
It is planned ahead, but you can't go
change
way
it.
Forward and change them around.
Right.
You pretty much got to do it the way they
put it in there.
Put it in there. Where with my version of it, I can drag them to different days.
Oh, I gotcha.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
This will be my fourth day in a row of
running
exercise. No. Oh. Monday I did my bike trainer. Tuesday I ran for an hour. And I actually forced myself to slow down because I'd been running faster with these shoes.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where since I'd been running faster, I was going, well, the last time I ran, I did it in this. So I got to at least do it in that, right? So
well, I'll help
I was.
You.
I kept trying to push the pace to match what I'd been doing.
Right. Well, then you'll
and that wasn't
out.
What I was trying to do.
Right.
I'm just trying to get back into shape, so.
Right.
It's better if I run slower.
Yeah.
And build my base.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do. But I still, Tuesday when I ran, even though I slowed down, I think I averaged like 13:14.
Right.
And my fastest run segment was like a 7:12.
Oh.
So. Yeah. I couldn't hold a 7:12 for any period of time, but.
When I was at the gym yesterday, there was a guy on the treadmill doing 7.5 minute miles.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you do that on the treadmill?
I got into a discussion with Alexandra on Daily Mile about Cooper aerobic points.
Yeah.
And she's using them now.
Right.
And I'd mentioned that I've been using them since probably 1974.
Yeah.
And I had said that back in the mid-80s, I was averaging like 150 points a week.
Right.
And she didn't think that was right. So I went back and looked up my logs.
Right. Which you have since 1922 or something.
And that, in the year of 83, I think it was, my highest week was 229 points. And the majority of them were over 150 or close to it. The only time it dropped was like in the winter.
Right.
I'd get down to in the 70s or 80s, you know. But spring, summer, and fall was always up 147, 156, 229, 209, you know, stuff like that. And I'd stop counting aerobic points. So I started again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I started putting them in my daily mile log. Because I always like using them, because it gives you an idea. If you get 30 points a week, that means you're in good overall shape.
Right.
If you get over 50, you're like in excellent shape.
Yeah.
So.
Well, how do you get points?
By running.
Oh. I mean, but by distance, by time?
It's by time and distance. There's a formula that you can calculate.
I don't want to calculate.
Or you can use a chart. Oh. But the chart will have a speed range.
Right.
And like if you ran 3 miles.
Right.
And it might give you a range of 3 miles and 36 minutes to 3 miles and 30 minutes.
Right.
So that's all the same range, but in the chart, they calculate the aerobic points on the slowest. So it'll show the aerobic points for the 3 miles and 36 minutes.
Right.
So if you don't calculate them, you kind of lose your points, you know?
Right.
So I've been, you mean behind pace.
I felt like we were fast, but since that lady just passed us. Yeah, I'll be glad to.
Old Joe's doing the Georgia Public Half Marathon Sunday. Oh, we're gonna go this way.
Oh, you get a free.
We gotta unwind, huh?
He looked like he had some of the, that one guy.
No, I don't think so.
No. Well, by Joe will be in the last time group of Peachtree pretty soon.
Well, he doesn't have any good times, I don't think, to
not in the last two
put
years.
In. The last couple of years.
Yeah.
If I don't get moving, I'm going to be fading back
for
me.
Yeah, you and me both. I was lucky to have that one.
Well, see, that Athlinks is good because
yeah, I didn't know
every
that.
Race you do
yeah.
goes in there.
Yeah.
And you can look them up and it has your the date, the official pace.
Right.
Because all those races send that information to them.
Right. That is pretty cool.
Huh?
30 minutes, huh?
Yeah. We've gone 2.4.
Which, that's been what I've been doing at the treadmill. I guess I'm in the elliptical. I'm losing my pace.
It'd be interesting to see what we averaged.
Because I've done two.
You got your average. Garmin on? What are you running with?
Runkeeper.
Oh, Runkeeper. That's why I was talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll probably get in
40-something minutes for 3 miles, 3.1. We'll go 5K.
Oh, God.
That's so much more official.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Huh? And that'll pretty much take us back to the car.
Yeah.
That was 9:45 we were running right there.
And sometimes I can...
Our run pace is...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take
slow.
Me
it's
to...
the walk pace that slows our average down.
Well, but I don't think it's going to... If I start being more consistent and getting back into it, I don't think it will take a super long time
to get back.
Because it's not like I was super fast anyway.
But running like this is like doing interval workouts anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're running faster and then you walk
yeah.
and recover, so...
So, I had really wanted to lose before I had this doctor's appointment, but that didn't happen. And I'm thinking about getting, they have a line of shoes that are regular shoes. They have some walking shoes in it that I think are called Ortho Heel.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of them?
No.
They're for... all, you know, kinds of foot problems.
Yeah.
They help with plantar fasciitis.
They say these do.
So I was going to check them out.
Because they, being ultra cushion.
Right.
And your foot sinks down in. I mean, it's
kind of
like
it's
in a cup.
Right.
And it lines your foot up
right.
correctly.
Right.
And it's... It's not a high heel.
Right.
So it's more of a level shoe. So even though it's got a lot of cushioning on the bottom, it's more set up like the minimalist shoes as far as the heel to toe drop.
Right.
I think it's only 4 millimeter drop from heel to toe, which is pretty,
right.
not much.
Right.
These are actually the road version of the shoes. They're called Bondi Bees.
Right.
And one Joe got his, I can't even pronounce it, Mafate or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the trail version.
Oh.
But I think they were on sale, that's why he got them.
Right.
They just have a different tread pattern on the bottom.
Right.
Different color and... But cushioning wise, they pretty much I think are the same cushioning. But your forefoot just kind of sinks into a
right.
marshmallow.
I may try them on.
I'd been having some forefoot issues anywhere when
right.
the balls of my feet were hurting.
Right.
And wearing these takes care of that.
Right.
Plus these are easier on your legs. Your legs don't get as tired.
Right.
Got 2.9 miles. What's that saying?
Average pace 12 something.
It's not so bad going this way. We're running with the wind.
Yeah.
It's good to have the wind blowing in your face on the way out. That way on the way back, it's more comfortable. Of course, as soon as I said that, the wind turned around.
I know.
2.98.
I got 2.94.
And I'm ahead of you. This is about right, because being in the going this way, you usually get 3.1 in the parking lot up there. Right. See, we got 3 right now. That's an 11:53 mile too. I told you. Run down the sidewalk that way and back to the car. I hear a train coming.
Is that what that beep is?
No, down there. This will be a short podcast, but at least we'll have done one.
Yeah.
We got 3.08.
I'll have to run a little bit farther.
I'm finished. Well, that was I said I was going to run slower. Well, I think my average pace for this run was a 12:11. So that's back about what I was running before. Oh, I think a train's coming. We just finished our run. We're in the parking lot now. And you can hear the train.
Take my picture so I can put it.
Okay. Well, we're through. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I'm going to turn off the mic.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.